What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a call from Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha, youngin.
Aloha.
I heard about the commentary with Trump and the Constitution and so forth ad nauseum, and I was a bit of disbelief. Remembering back about what Trump Jr. had said at one point. However, it has confirmed one thing in my mind, that Trump is essentially purposefully swimming in the proverbial swamp that he has claimed that he was going to drain. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made that comment about the Constitution. So, anyway, that's just a thought I'd share with you. Thanks a bunch.
Okay, thanks an awful lot. And yeah, I got a lot of emails from people who were responding to that, and they're just in shock. I mean, it was only January that he took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend that Constitution, and now he's out there saying, oh, it's archaic, it's bad for the country. No, it's the only thing preventing this country from becoming an absolute dictatorship. And I'm alarmed at how we keep getting these people in the Oval Office who are trying to find some way to get rid of it. Remember when George Bush would joke about how much easier it would be if it was a dictatorship so long as he was the dictator? All right, we're going to take another phone call, then we're going to get back to the news. James in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to say, I had a little saying, the world, we all know that every German wasn't a Nazi, right?
True.
But the whole world thought every Nazi was a German.
Well, so, that's not entirely true. I mean,
Have you seen the propaganda?
Hang on a minute. There were some Jewish officers in Hitler's high command who were Nazis.
Yeah, but like, did you see what happened to Germany at the end of the war? Did you see the propaganda that was portrayed from Disney to all that propaganda? Yeah, everybody thought every German was a Nazi. That's why when they tried to surrender, they were just shot on sight. You know, but other than that, the reason why Trump is acting this way is because, I mean, how can you not see it? I mean, look at how he made his money from his gambling casinos to him being draft dodging the Vietnam War. He doesn't look at, there is no loyalty. The only loyalty is to himself. And he's like the last call that said, you see the divide and conquer with the Antifa, and they're trying to make Americans just kill each other. It looks like that's what they want. It's like they want Americans, the right especially, like not the right, but the alt-right, trying to tell the right, you need to kill these leftist people because they're trying to take your culture or something like that.
Well,
like,
you're overanalyzing it. It's much simpler than that. They're trying to stir up discord within the population, so we're fighting against each other, so we cannot unite together and march on Washington, D.C. and say, no more of these wars. We have had it. We are fed up. And the FBI did exactly the same thing back in the 1960s as part of COINTELPRO. They were deliberately fanning up racism. There was that Black Panther coloring book. There was all this nonsense going on because if the population is fighting amongst themselves, then they are unable to unite against a government that is taking them into more and more war. And they're replaying that part of the COINTELPRO fireside cookbook, as it were. And that's really all there is to it. All the other labels are irrelevant to the agenda, which is to get us to fight with each other instead of against an oppressive government.
But they would love for us to kill. They would love for us to kill each other, right, Michael? But besides fighting to cause each other harm,
I don't know how much they want us to kill each other off. But I think they just the violence serves their purpose. It's distracting us from focusing on what the government is doing. It's distracting people from thinking very carefully and clearly about the propaganda we are being fed to lead on to more of these wars.
All we got to do is not, even if we're in the Army, you don't got to fight them. Because when I was in the Army, there was this poster, and it said, the greatest weapon in the world is the U.S. soldier, and everything it runs on water, and everything else runs on fuel. And it's basically, you know, if there was nobody to show up for the war, then there wouldn't be no war. You know?
Well, yeah, the issue there is we have paid provocateurs in the streets of America. I mean, like I said, Soros is supporting Antifa. He's paying these people to go on out and cause trouble. And a lot of people join the military not expecting to get into a war. Many of them joined the military because of the economic conditions in their communities where there weren't any other options. And I've talked about how Claire and I talked to these kids who were outside the recruiting center at the bottom of the hill, and they said, we had to enlist. It was either that or be homeless. And it's kind of an economic draft, which is an artifact of a wartime economy. But even if you don't have people who are willing to go on out and fight, there's always mercenaries in the world that are going to go on out, and for a very healthy paycheck, they will go on out and do what you want them to do. It is unfortunately, tragically easy to get a war going. It's very difficult to stop it. But what we have right now is a government that is absolutely convinced that without a new major global war, when the economy implodes, we the people are going to turn on the bankers and the government that allowed it to happen. And they're absolutely right. We would. And so what they need is an enemy in a war that they can point the finger of blame at. Yes, we're all going hungry. We're all suffering. But it's because of that gosh darn war with Russia and China and North Korea and Iraq and Iran and all these other nations in cahoots against us.
But you really don't think the American people are smart enough to think that, just like in the Ukraine, when the drafting officers were coming to try to take their kids, the towns are just kicking them out, saying, get out of here. Leave, and even the officers, the drafting officers, didn't even really feel like they wanted to be there either. They didn't want to be there. And that's what I'm saying.
We could see that in a war,
you need bodies.
We could see that here because, again, in all past wars, the propaganda machine succeeded in convincing the American people the war was just, it was necessary, it was important, to world peace. But again, our current government does not have the trust and confidence of the military, rank and file. It doesn't have the trust and confidence of the American people. We're a war-weary people. We've been at war, for a long time, like almost continuously multiple countries since 2003. And the American people are just fed up with it. So you're absolutely right. You might actually see some violence directed against the recruiting centers, and if they start the draft, that might actually be a good thing. That would galvanize the American people to unite against the war, because that's what triggered a huge surge in opposition to Vietnam, because the American people really didn't see a reason to risk their children's lives and bodily parts in the jungles on the other side of the world. It just didn't make sense to them.
Exactly, and that's where you saw all, like, you know, the hemp and marijuana movement. Which that's what everybody's going to do. That's how we're going to fight back. Everybody's going to finally get high and realize, hey, you know, let's go out to eat. We don't need to fight. Right, Mike? That would be something, right? You have a good one, okay? Nice talking to you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're going to close the phone lines for a little while. We'll reopen them later, but I do want to get some news going here. Congress did reach a deal to keep the U.S. government going through up until October 1st. And basically, they funded the war, they funded Planned Parenthood, they would not fund the wall. And this has a lot of people very, very angry, because regardless of your feelings about abortion, Planned Parenthood shouldn't be receiving a penny of taxpayer money. For one thing, they are making a huge amount of money selling those body parts. I think the top honcho at Planned Parenthood drives a very expensive sports car, supercar. And apparently he's been caught on tape, again, still out there peddling baby parts for money. So let's talk about Donald Trump's tax plan. Article over in Global Research, it says, more money for the oligarchs. And basically, they're cutting taxes on business and it's going to accelerate the shift of money up that pyramid to the top. And to be very honest, Trump's tax plan is merely rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Because unless and until the wealth is being recycled from the top back down to the working and middle class as decent wages and salaries so that they can pay their bills and pay their taxes and pump money back into the economy at those shopping malls and car lots, this economy, already down by the bow and taking water, is in fact doomed. We're seeing this nation destroyed by the money junkies. They can't get a handle on their addiction. They don't feel they should have to. And like any other addict, they're destroying everything around them in that quest to keep feeding that addiction here. Now, Stockman is out there saying that the tax plan, as it is dead on arrival, and Wall Street is delusional for believing it. It is a corporate giveaway, and it doesn't address the main problem we have with this economy, which is its inequality. Now, Trump has come on out and said earlier today that he's thinking about raising the gas tax for the infrastructure plan. Can't get Congress to approve it out of the already paid-in tax revenues because they're being spent on war and on Israel and on Planned Parenthood. So it's just going to come up with a new tax. Mr. Trump, there is nothing left out here for you to tax. You guys got it all. Article out of Zero Hedge. The economic reality is the bottom 50% of Americans no longer matter. And it's talking about the huge numbers of people who've been put onto food stamps by the loss of employment. And it's just huge economic cost. And they're certainly not being consumers. Very alarming article out of Global Research. Right now, the United States is the world leader in child poverty. Now, financier and CEO Peter Schiff once said, people don't go hungry in a capitalist economy, but people are going hungry here, especially children. And that alone tells us we've lost our capitalist economy and we've descended into fascism. We have these people in Congress out there saying, well, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, I don't think the vast majority of these people want a free lunch. What they want are jobs, but the jobs are gone. They've been offshored. They're being replaced by automation. Nobody is willing to hire people to do jobs. And there are jobs that do need to be done, like repairing our infrastructure. We are seeing the effects of a wartime economy. Every penny that is sucked out of the pockets of the American people goes into that war machine. Now, a lot of people are wondering how much of our tax money does go into war. We're not really sure. There's the official Pentagon budget, but that's held as a separate line item from where we're still paying the costs on previous wars, which includes Veterans Affairs. And then there's all the black project money, which is hidden over somewhere in the Department of Agriculture's budget. But it looks like more than half of every single tax dollar is being spent on war. Can you imagine what this country would be like if 100% of every tax dollar was being spent on this nation? It would be a very, very different, much better country. Now, down in Brazil, they've called a general strike, their first general strike in 21 years. It's paralyzed Britain. And the issue for the strikers is the declining economy. All the wealth has been sucked up by their private central bank. And they're protesting against all these austerity reforms, which always come back to the same thing. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. That is the perpetual message coming out of these banking houses. Article out of Blacklisted News. Apparently, Home Capital had a partial run on the bank. They lost 70% of their deposits in 1 week. And in the last 3 days, the withdrawal of deposits at Home Capital Group's high-interest savings accounts has gone into a full-blown mad rush not to be the last person to have their money at what is effectively now an insolvent alternative lender. It's starting to come apart over there. And this is why they want the cashless society, so that you can't go to a financial institution and say, give me my money. They want to take away that freedom to have your own money under your own control. They'll manage your money for you. They'll make sure that you have enough to eat, and you just work and do as you're told, and we'll take care of all the money. Remember the last institution that ran that way? It was called the Antebellum Slave Plantation. Now, Donald Trump is saying, and I have to put it that way, considering how many things he said that come to naught, Trump says he's actively considering breaking up the really big banks and reinstating Glass-Steagall. Wonderful if it's true. What would also be wonderful is actually seeing some of these crooked fraudsters prosecuted like they did over in Iceland. Actually throw them in jail or execute them like they do in some of the other countries when you defraud your customers. Now, here's an article that came out of governmentslaves.info. The decline in consumption leads to the slowest U.S. economy growth in 3 years. So there, it's out there. The problems with the economy are that ordinary people don't have money to spend. They're not buying things. It's not the fault of online retailers. It's not the fault of whatever. The ordinary American is sucked dry. There's nothing left. And the money junkies refuse to accept that. They're still out there thinking, oh, there's vast amounts of untapped wealth out there. We just have to figure out a way to find it and tap into it. No, it's not there. It's not there. People are cutting their cable service, dish TV. Lost 143,000 customers in the first quarter of this year. People can't afford those TV subscriptions anymore. Considering how much of what comes over those cable and satellite TV channels it lies anyway, it's probably actually a good thing. Now, there's another article. This one came out of shtfplan.com and basically is quoting a Chinese factory worker explaining why manufacturing jobs are not going to come back to America no matter what Donald Trump says or does, because the costs of labor in China are very, very low. The U.S. can't match it. Between the high cost of living and the high taxes and everything, you can't match it. Some jobs are coming back. Many will not come back. A lot will be replaced by robots. That's the new coming thing. Now, I'm going to deal with the issue of robots on some other day, but the way we bring manufacturing jobs back to this country is we invent new technologies that lead to new products that we manufacture here in the United States of America and do not allow to go to other countries, which was the big mistake that was made during the tech boom. When foreign countries came on in and said, well, we want to buy a license to manufacture your technology in our countries. And the people who had the rights to the technology said, sure, I'll get a big bunch of money now, buy myself a nice house, and I'll retire. And the technologies went to these other countries, along with the jobs to develop those products, because that's where the real payoff is from any new technology, the products that are manufactured and sold from it, and that was all being done in these other countries. This is why I do support Trump's policies with NASA, because it was NASA during the race to the moon that launched the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. We need another one. It's the only way we're going to get our manufacturing base back. New technologies that are only here in the United States of America. Nobody else has them. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's talk about Obamacare, which is still out there. And they're trying to craft a new health care plan that will look like it's something incredibly different to the American people, but will go on giving our money to the health insurance industries. And it has never performed as well as they thought. And so, basically, our U.S. healthcare sector, which ever since the Nixon administration has been more about money than health, may be building to a Lehman Brothers-style disaster. Because they're not able to make it work. The health insurance companies who thought they were going to get insanely rich on it, it hasn't worked at all. People are just refusing to buy those policies, and they're accepting the IRS penalties. So that could... Our economy, there are so many weak points. It's starting to look like a blimp with about 400 pieces of duct tape trying to cover the leaks. Now, little article out of Global Research. The petrodollar faces a growing threat from the East. More and more countries are paying for their oil in gold or gold-backed domestic currencies. Now, remember, the petrodollar was brought into existence following Richard Nixon's ending of gold convertibility for the Federal Reserve note, because they were desperate to keep up foreign demand and use of U.S. dollars loaned at interest, or to get other countries to send us manufactured goods and agricultural produce in exchange for stacks of ink and paper or numbers in a computer. And that is starting to slow down. That is another major vulnerability of our current economic setup. And it's almost like those in charge of our economy, we know they're money junkies, all they think about is getting more for themselves. But they seem to have forgotten some of the basic tenets of what it takes to have a working national economy. They keep making more and more of these very short-term advantageous decisions that have devastating long-term consequences. And maybe they are expecting it all to fall apart. Maybe they're expecting that the U.S. government is going to lose this next world war. And they're just siphoning all the cash out of the society that they can before they head off to their bunkers or to the Cayman Islands or Jeff Epstein's little pleasure palace down in the Caribbean. Now, turning over to France, a little bit of good news there. Macron is plummeting in the polls. And apparently he has slipped a whole 6 points since last Sunday, meaning a week ago. And Marine Le Pen is getting a boost. Their runoff election is just a week away. And if Marine Le Pen wins, she's talking about ditching the euro, going back to the franc. And she says what she would like to see is a European Union that is an alliance of sovereign states without the central controlling authority in Brussels, and without the need for a centralized European central bank. She's going to have a tough fight on her hands. If you've ever read All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you understand that bankers will not hesitate to kill leaders of countries that refuse to go along with their scam. They tried to kill Andrew Jackson when he shut down the Second Bank of the United States. We know that when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, one of the members of the Warren Commission was John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, president of the World Bank. And I don't care how good a banker he is, he has no qualifications to be investigating the murder of John F. Kennedy. So we may safely presume that he was there to make sure that certain linkages between the assassination and Kennedy's executive order 11110 remained hidden. Oh, it's all a crazed loan nut assessor. It was Lee Harvey Oswald. By the way, one of the Russia bashing programs I saw being teased on TV is that we have proof the KGB killed John F. Kennedy. Ooh. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And turning to the immigration issue. Little article here. Basically, there's been an outbreak of measles in Minnesota's Somali community, and it is spreading outside that community to the rest of the states. And officials believe it was brought in by an immigrant because measles no longer occurs naturally in the United States unless you've been recently vaccinated, and then, of course, all bets are off. And I'm sure the vaccine makers are already trying to capitalize on this and say, oh, there's measles in Minnesota. We're going to sell more vaccines and so forth and so on, because that's the way that they really think. But we have, over the last several months, seeing the introduction of previously eradicated diseases into not just the United States of America, but member states of the European Union. And it's almost like the people pushing for the globalism and blur us all together don't care if people get sick and die. Or maybe that's part of the depopulation agenda, to literally spark a pandemic by blurring the populations together. But it's a very reckless, dangerous policy, and I don't know if it's intentional or if it's just that these globalists are caught up in their fantasy about a wonderful one-world government, one-world private central bank, and they can't see the reality of the harm they're causing, or they simply don't care. They simply do not care. Now, apparently, the bloodletting over at Fox News is not stopping. Fox News co-president Bill Shine has tendered his resignation. Hannity is out there saying that if Shine is pushed out, it's basically the end of Fox News as we have known it, and it is being turned into another ultra-left propaganda portal. So there is no more balance on the corporate media. Now, last week, the National Security Agency came on out and made a grandiose statement saying that they had ended the spying on Americans' emails without a warrant. No need to worry. Just go on and type in your plans for a terror attack on the email. We're not going to see it. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. And William Binney, who was part of the NSA and actually helped build that system, is saying it is impossible for the NSA to stop. They have not stopped because the nature of the system itself, the bulk collection, means they're having to copy all the emails anyway before they can go down to a specific targeted, warranted individual. So it's basically, it's propaganda. We've stopped spying on you. You can stop worrying about your privacy. And we have every reason to worry about our privacy. And we're not going to feel we have our privacy back until all these instruments of state surveillance are torn down. Now, Julian Assange just put out a little video monologue. It's a YouTube video. We have it on whatreallyhappened.com. And he's saying it's completely out of control. Everything's backdoored, even the routers. And he says it is insanity at this point because all of these backdoors are being found by the cyber criminals. Maybe that's how they got into Google and did their malware on the DoubleClick system. And Assange has revealed that Apple hardware is completely compromised and the malware is installed at the time of manufacture. And actually, many years ago, this was about the time when Windows was exposed as having an NSA key in their encryption system, is when Steve Jobs was driven out of Apple. And then he tried to start a new computer company called Next, which was actually a very good idea. He only had one flaw in the design. And there was a story floating around at the time that the government was trying to get Apple to put spyware into their products, and Steve Jobs was adamantly opposed. And that's why he was driven out of Apple. Of course, eventually he returned. Now, the computer that he wanted to put on out when he left Apple was called the Next, and it was a Linux box and quite high-powered for the day. And I actually wanted to get one and be a developer for it. But they made one critical decision on it. They made the main system drive a floptical, a writable optical disk. And the problem with any optical disk, rewritable optical disk, you have to erase the entire track, then burn the new data onto that track. You can't just go in and alter a single byte of storage. And as a result, it was hideously slow. They were originally meant for backup systems, not as a main system drive. And because Linux uses virtual memory and a paging file on the disk, it was just very, very slow. And it kind of ruined the machine's reputation. They did try and issue a second version that had a conventional hard drive, and the floptical was there for the backup. But by that time, the public relations damage had been done, and Next did not survive, which is a shame. It did strike me as a cool machine. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Fred in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is kind of off topic, but I just wanted to let this be out there. The NRA's wrapping down their convention in Atlanta. Last year they were in Louisville, and I went there. I've been a member for a long time, and my old lady's kind of a muckety-muck in Wisconsin NRA. But this is all about U.S. Concealed Carry Association being kicked out of the NRA booths. They weren't able to have a booth. A little bit about this. This is an organization out of West Bend, Wisconsin. It was started by an individual. He decided that with concealed carry that he could offer an insurance plan. West Bend, Wisconsin is the capital of a major insurance company. So mm-hmm. he was able to work that up. But the bottom line is on this thing, he gets booted out of the NRA because the NRA decides they're going to come out with their own form of insurance. And that was spread all over the latest edition. I've been an NRA member for a long time, and this guy took the high ground. He sent everybody that's a member of USCCA emails telling him what happened, and he did actually show up there, and he was visiting another booth, so there were people that actually got to see the guy. But I just think it's underhanded. I mean, they're all working on the same side of this thing. And, you know, NRA makes its money a lot of different ways. This guy is, you know, small potatoes. He came up with the idea. He's made it grow. He's nationwide. Hannity talks about him, a lot of people. He's a good guy. And I just didn't like the way that the NRA handled it. And I know you got a lot of NRA members out there, and I think they should be aware of it.
Okay, well, I'm sure they're aware of it, and but again, NRA, once you get to a certain size, sooner or later you're infected by money junkies, and that may be what happened. Somebody inside NRA was saying, well, you know, yeah, we're making good money from the memberships and the caps and everything we sell, but we could make more money if we do this, and just basically go on into it. I mean, you can't patent or trademark or copyright this idea of insurance for people who carry concealed, which, by the way, sounds like a really good idea to me.
It's great because it not only covers you that way, it covers you in your home. He's got it in three different levels. You can, I mean, we pay $140 a year for the policy we have, and if something happens in the house, okay, and you're involved in a shooting there, it's covered. You got to get out of jail free. He gives you an 800 number for the attorney that will represent you, and he gives you everything up front, and it's just a wonderful idea the guy put together. And I don't think it would have flown without West Bend Insurance, and, you know, being from that part of the world, but it, you know, it's a great idea, and you're probably right. The NRA looked at this and said, but to push the guy out of the convention 24, 48 hours before it came off, you know, I mean, if you've had some experience, you know, when you go to conventions, you have booths, you build sets, you do stuff like that. And this guy, last year, he had a big set. You know, he had more than one booth space. So I just want to put it out there. There's probably a lot of people listening to your show, and I thought I know you would be a good mouthpiece for this. So thank you for your time.
You're welcome. I know from my experience back in my animator days when I would go to the SIGGRAPH convention every year, and I was involved with the booth that Able Image Research, which was the software offshoot of Robert Able and Associates, the politics that they went through trying to get their booths, because there were other competing products, and those that had more money and more clout would very often try and prevent the small competitors from obtaining a booth, and sometimes they succeeded. It's a very, very ugly business behind the scenes, these conventions and trade shows. And a lot of dirty dealing, a lot of deals get signed with encouragements like booze, money, or girls, and it's just a reality of how these things get done. All right, we're going to move on here a little bit. Let's see. Oh, I need to do a relist. Oh, there we are. Before we take these phone calls, I want to mention something to you. I'm on Time Warner Cable out here in Hawaii, which is basically the monopoly. The attempt for a DSL and other alternatives, they don't have the bandwidth. And we pay for the highest bandwidth you can get in your home here. And they were acquired by Spectrum. And especially today, the speed with which we can reach the mainland or even other systems here in Hawaii has just gone way downhill. A speed test is showing that I'm getting about 20 megabits per second into this house, which is like 10%, less than 10% of what we're supposed to be getting. And looking at down detector, apparently Spectrum has huge problems all over the country. There's a major issue with apparently trying to merge their internet with the one they just acquired and so forth. And it was rather interesting because over at CNET, they had an article last February, where Charter Spectrum was actually sued by the state of New York because of their slow internet speeds. And basically they were hit for what essentially amounted to false advertising. If you buy our cable system, you will get this speed into your home. And they're not actually getting it. We're certainly not getting it today, and I'm hoping they can make it go away because it is a big problem here. You will go to some, and it's not the net neutrality taking effect, because I'll go to like the New York Times or eBay, and it just takes forever for the data to get here. And I'm thinking that all of these monopolies and acquisitions aren't really what's best for the consumer, because they've crafted a system that is so big they apparently cannot manage it and debug it. And if we had an alternative to Spectrum, I would certainly be moving over to it, because this is absolutely unacceptable performance. All right. Now, that siren you're hearing in the back, that's a regular thing. The first of every month at 11:45, they test the emergency sirens in our area. So, no, we are not under attack. There is no tsunami coming in. There is no North Korean missile. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Mo in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Michael, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. You know, you're one of the last bastions of truth and, you know, honesty out there, and you're a true patriot. And I know you don't like accolades, but I'm just going to say a piece and then get your response. And you know, you say all wars are bankers' wars. That's totally true. But, you know, I'm thinking in 2008, when Bitcoin was started, you know, I told a bunch of people, and I never bought any. I was, you know, I just, you know, figured if anything is, you know, that, you know, what a revolutionary transformation in currency. And my question to you is, and you're the perfect guy to ask this because you're, you know, technological background, and that is that, you know, if you look at the back in, you know, Aaron Russo.
Yes.
When he talked about Rockefeller telling everybody's going to get chipped. Don't you think, I mean, it's not even, to me, I see it. It's the first stage. Bitcoin is the cryptocurrency, is the first stage before getting chipped. And it's, you know, you look at gold. You know, you see, you know, gold is, you know, like you say, you know, and, you know, anybody that follows the gold market knows that gold has no, you know, counterplay. I mean, it's, if you own your physical gold, you have no counter, you know, risk. And with Bitcoin, it's all on the internet. It's the first step to me towards getting chipped, to being, you know, to accept it. Well, how come they're not fighting it? You know, and I, you're the perfect guy to ask this question. I think Bitcoin is the precursor to being chipped. Aaron Russo, you know, it's so obvious to me. And I'll wait your response.
Okay, well, it's not obvious to me. We do know that there is a general attitude of wanting people to accept being chipped as a form of ID for all financial transactions. Debit card transactions, credit card transactions, to basically get us away from the plastic, which can be stolen from your pocket and used. Of course, the possibility of your hand being sliced off and used is certainly a real probability out there. I don't think that Bitcoin in and of itself was intended to lead toward the chipping, but certainly if the chipping were to occur, Bitcoin would be part of that process because ID and security is very, very important to that. Right now, the current Bitcoin exchanges, I looked at it briefly, and to me it was just a lot more trouble than it was really worth. And I know there's the so-called Bitcoin mining so that the wealth creation is distributed, but I think the Bitcoin mining may have actually been a crowdsourced key-breaking system, because everyone knows about public key cryptography, and it's one way. You can get from the private key to the public key, but you can't get from the public key back to the private key. That's not exactly true. With enough computer power, you can, in fact, find the private key from the public key, and I think that was a big part of what the so-called Bitcoin mining system was all about. Okay?
No. That's true, Michael. But, you know, you can put all your Bitcoins on a thumb drive. What's smaller than a thumb drive? Just an implant? That's right up their alley. You know, you go from having your wealth on a thumb drive at Bitcoin to having your wealth on a implant in your skin.
Well, it's possible, and it's one application, but I don't think Bitcoin in and of itself is supposed to be the gateway to the chipping. Again, there are so many other areas of financial endeavor that want to use this. Mo, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We will be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and I'm taking a peek at Down Detector. And whatever's affecting Spectrum, it seems to be getting worse. There's a lot of red on the map, and the number of complaints is rising. So somebody made a goof somewhere, and it's affecting us here in Hawaii. It's also causing major problems in both Los Angeles and Seattle, Washington, which also happen to be where the cables that carry the internet to Hawaii originate. So that's why we've got such poor performance here. And I'm frankly amazed that our BAM user video can even get out there. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, one of the things that I've noticed is when you make a mistake with a word, it's always funny. Like normal people, it just comes up to be nothing, but I actually wrote them down. So on the lighter side of things, I got a little list of funny Rivero word flubs.
Okay.
So you battleships equals battle shafts. Freedom of speech was freedom of screech, like freedom to screech. Okay. Slam dunk was slam dung. Produce was produce. P-R-O-D-U-S-H.
I don't recall making those flubs. Are you on Spectrum by any chance? Because you may be getting a poor quality signal.
No, this is an endearing quality of you that, like, you don't make normal word flubs. They're always funny. Okay, this one, medieval-aged warlords equals middle-aged warlords.
All right, well, I'll have to be more careful about that.
No. It's an endearing quality.
I don't want to be endearing. I want to be accurate, and I was absolutely unaware of any of these flubs. I'll have to check with our control room technician.
No. They're extremely low. You have a very, very high eloquent command of the English language, which is the sign of your intelligence, which brings me into one of my points questioning Trump's intelligence. The fact that the vocabulary and eloquent command of the language is an indication of intelligence, and Trump has such a horrible command of the language, he just brutalizes it, that we were always looking past that and making excuses for it, but now I'm starting to think that that's actually just a standard marker. I don't think he's very overall intelligent. What he probably has is, like, street smarts, like someone in jail that's, like, really good at surviving in jail. He's really good at surviving in this fat cat, you know, little, like, niche of society that he's in. But outside of that,
we're almost out of time, but let me share a counter-argument on that. One of the things that very intelligent people learn early on is that their intelligence can make other people uncomfortable. And so you learn to hide it and tone it down, especially if you're in the world of trying to do a business deal. You want the other people to like you, and the last thing you do is try and make them feel like they're inferior. And so I'm not ready to say that because of the way Donald Trump speaks that he's not an intelligent man. Right now, the problem with Donald Trump is he's being controlled from outside, and he seems to lack a spine. Okay? All right, we're going to let you go, Mateus.
Enough. I'll call in another day to finish my list. Thank you, Michael.
Please
have a good
day. Please don't. Please don't. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.